When the angel Gabriel came to Zechariah and gave him the good news that the Lord was about to give him a son, Zechariah doubted, even though he and his wife Elizabeth had prayed for this for years and years. He did not understand how God could do this because he and his wife were far in age. It just didn't make sense. The facts just didn't add up. So the angel closed his mouth and wouldn't allow him to speak until the baby was born and God's promise was fulfilled. The same scenario happened with another family member, but with a very different outcome. Gabriel appeared to Mary and told her that she would carry the Son of God. And even though she was a virgin and the facts just didn't add up, this was her response. Mary responded, "I am the Lord's servant. May everything that you have said about me come true." And then the angel left her. We have two examples here that we can learn from. In both cases, the Lord told them what he was about to do through them. Something huge. Something they couldn't have done on their own. Something God sent. And the things of God are far beyond the understanding of men. A lot of the time, God will tell us where or who or what, but not how. So when the Lord calls us or instructs us to do something, will we doubt God's ability to use us like Zechariah? Or will we, like Mary, say, "I am the Lord's servant. May everything that you have said about me come true."